Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Emma Martin from St. Louis Secondary School, Carrickmacross. Mention the play Macbeth, and people, including myself, will immediately think the witches. And while it is true that they bring a fantastic atmosphere to the play, it is surprising nonetheless to think we might overlook major characters for creatures who are utterly underdeveloped in the play. For me, this is the very reason why they are fascinating, whereas with Macbeth, Macduff, and others, we take interest in their struggles and conflict. The witches are the same from first to last, unmoved by the tragedies that befell Scotland, acting with a singular purpose and even absent as the play reaches its climax. So why do they enthrall us so? It seems that they are at once both terrifying and intriguing. We recoil at their freakish appearance and the unsettling music of their chanting. But we know also that without them, the play would lose much of its appeal. Their importance is clearly established as they are first on stage. Our sense of foreboding is increased when we realise that their appearance is accompanied by dismal, stormy weather. As characters, they never evolve. Rather, they become the harbourings of evil, tormenting and tempting Macbeth and Banquo. But surely we are not an Elizabethan audience and must feel that their appeal to a modern audience, not preoccupied with superstition, is dubious. This, for me, however, is not the point. When we watch the play, we leave our 20th century confidence at the door of the theatre, and what we really enjoy is the very purpose for which Shakespeare created them, to watch them plant the false promise of greatness in a fertile mind and see what happens. We know, of course, that Macbeth can exercise free will. Likewise, we know from their tale in Act 1, Scene 3, their powers are limited, but the doubt always lingers long enough for us to ask, what if? What if Macbeth hadn't met them? Why did they pick him? Was what they knew about the future cast in stone? This to me seems the true purpose of the witches. They create the illusion of predestiny despite us knowing we have free will and the delight in the confusion of their cryptic promises. That they are called the Weird Sisters is no accident. Weird being an old word for fate. They are created to torment through temptation. They brazenly force Macbeth to challenge the proper order of things and all that he believes in initially, because what they promise is so desirable and herein lies their skill. The reaction of Banquo was crucial in this regard for me. It is right that he is tempted, of course he is, but he doesn't act. Macbeth's decision to take their prophecies as truthful is his downfall. This is his weakness and the real source of their power. Without a willing subject, they become powerless. In this light, the witches would appear less evil than I first thought. True, they are indifferent to the suffering in the play, but they didn't cause it. The witches are a device to remind us of the potential for evil in all of us, and this is as true today as it was 400 or so years ago, perhaps explaining why they continue to enthrall and intrigue us.
All hail Macbeth, hail to thee, Thane of Glamis.
All hail Macbeth, hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail Macbeth, that shalt be king hereafter.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.